Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Yo! Welcome to Dope Town. We are Dope Town 3000. Thank you guys for checking into our podcast. What is this podcast, you might ask? Well, we, Dope Town 3000, are a nonstop hip hop improv freestyling group. What does that mean? We get a suggestion from you. We then take that suggestion and just freestyle off of it. We have a wonderful guest with us today, Amanda Payton from Trial and Error. But before we get into that, we'd like to do our little warm-up where we check something from the Twitterverse. Trending topic for today with me, as always, is Greg Smith.
Hey.
And Zora B. Kangaga.
Yeah.
Zora, check into Twitter for me. What do we got coming
okay.
up today?
So trends for you, we have Murphy Brown.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Aww.
Yeah. And you too.
Thank you.
And Ryan. Our producer here. Murphy Brown is number one that comes up for me, which is an old 80s, 90s television.
Yeah, it's getting revived.
Yeah, revived. We have National Sisters Day. We have Fake Mythical Creature Facts. Sunday Morning, Dick Wolf, CBS Entertainment, Rock Vacation, Les Moonves.
I like fake facts about or real facts about fake creatures. What was
fake
it?
Fake mythological facts?
Yeah. Fake mythical creature facts. Yeah. Do we like that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We like this one. We like this one.
Big fan of
this. We don't have to rap about Les Moonves.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Ew.
Here's the official Dope Town stance on Les Moonves. Fuck you, Les Moonves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You creepo.
Fill me in on who that is later, and I will emphatically agree. Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like the president of television.
Oh, what a, that guy.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Look, we don't condone that kind of behavior.
You know,
but
what
anyways,
I am a fan of?
Anyways.
Fake mythical creature
facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So let's wrap on that. Fake mythical creature facts.
Here's a yarn that I shall unravel. In all of my various adventures and various travels, I've got lots of facts of which I wish to feature. But be warned, you have never heard of these creatures. We start with the fusion of a lion and a hawk. It's the kind of creature that you just can't even comprehend. It makes you talk in tongues, and that's one of the facts about this very animal. It talks and talks in gibberish, and it makes you
I'll tell you what's spliffin. It's the griffin. It is the dada of all the strata. It's made of marijuana. It's the creature. Griffins, they can see in the future. Yes, that's the life. They'll tell you what's your future life. Griffins.
Yo, remember when you were a kid? They tell you about trolls under bridge. Here's a fact you never knew before. I'ma tell you how all the originations of those trolls. Yeah, oh, they were really rude, leaving comments anonymously on the YouTube. But then one day they had to pay. Oh yes, they could not stay in their parents' house anymore. They had to move. Yeah, the basement they wanted to use as a workout room for their crafts. And so he just had to go away and just dashed underneath a bridge. And that is where he lives. And now he goes and haunts with riddles all little kids. Yes, I bet you never knew that. That's a fantastical creature, true fact.
It's facts. Yes, I'll tell you what's the dawn. It's that little leprechaun. Yeah. It's like liturgical. Little leprechauns, they got 40-inch verticals. Yeah, they can freaking punt. They can spunk. Yeah, they freaking dunk. Yeah, little leprechauns, I recall they are very good at basketball. They're very good at sports. Yeah, they kind of flirt. Yeah, they also wrestle in the dirt. Yeah, headlocks, what the F? Little leprechauns in the WWF.
Yo,
true fact.
You know what causes me some stress? Thinking about the Loch Ness and all of the things I do know. Some details I'll provide you. Yo, Loch Ness, it's really just Steve Bannon. Yeah, man, that is canon. Yes, it's him underneath the water. Yeah, for thousands of years, nobody slaughtered. Everybody wandered. Yeah, it's kind of foggy. They take a picture of him, always come out real groggy. That's because Steve Bannon's half frog, see? The other half,
yeah.
Loch Ness.
I'll tell you, what has a watch? It's a mythical creature, Sasquatch. Yes, it's so impressive. Also, it's in the government, Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions is a Sasquatch. Yes, he's like little Mexicans. I got you. I freaking snatch you. Yeah, because I'm a racist and I got you.
Yes, this is a really big bother. We're talking about the creature known as Chupacabra. To eat the little kitties and goats, this is Flanders. But also, it's secretly Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Yes, in that press conference. It eats up the kitties, yeah, it eats them the best. It lies and lies like all the times and times. We got to set this thing on fire. Get that shit out of the house. Until it eats up all of your spouse. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a monster. Yes, you know it's not a monster.
Yes, it's on fire. It is an arson. Also, his name is Ben Carson. Yeah, that's where all fires come from. Yeah, because he's dumb.
Yo, it's not funny. All right, I'ma tell you facts about the Easter Bunny. Yeah, all right, he's only interested in money. Yeah, no, he works for the mafia. Yeah, the bunny works for the mafia. Yeah, sorry, that's a fact. I know I'm shocking ya. Yeah, man, it's not mocking ya. The Easter Bunny, yo, he works for the mafia.
Yeah, like the mafia. He's like John Gotti. Easter Bunny, all kinds of bunnies, Illuminati. Yeah. They are on that pyramid. Yeah, scheme, yeah. Freaking
bunnies
hear
control
it.
The world. You heard it here. Bunnies control the world. Let's make it clear. Bunnies control the world. You heard it here. Bunnies control the world. Let's make it clear.
So in all of my travels, though you may find it funny, I'd mess with any monster before I would mess with a bunny.
Also, the bunny is Mitch McConnell.
Facts. Fact.
All right, everybody, we've got an incredible guest for this second half of the podcast. Aww. She is a phenomenal actor. She's on just a pure gem of a television program. Mm-hmm. If you like mockumentaries, if you like true crime, if you want to see all of that be sillily roasted,
silly.
If I may be
silly.
So bold, if I can make that an adverb, it's Trial and Error. It's on NBC. There's also a very cool in-universe podcast called M-Town you can listen to. Give it up for Amanda Payton.
Aww. Yeah. Wow.
Thanks, guys. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah. I wish more people would say.
A lot of ungrateful guests. Let's name them. Let's name all
of them. Yeah, we'll put them on the website.
Yeah.
Pictures.
Our burn book.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right, now I know to be on my best behavior. I don't want to go in that burn book.
That's true.
No, you're good. You're good.
It's tough love here at Dope Time 3000. Do you have a story you'd like to share?
Oh, I always have a story I'd like to share.
Nice. Wow.
Okay. So in order for you guys to understand how truly dope this story is to me, I'm going to give you like a little bit of a background
on me.
So I grew up as an only child in Santa Monica, and I constantly begged my parents for a sibling. However, they didn't want to give me that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get that.
Okay.
Then I started begging for a dog. They didn't want to give me that either. So okay. that didn't Selfish. Work out. So they were like, you know, we'll get you like some kind of a animal, right? We started with a mouse. And that was not as cool as a dog. But
just one
like,
mouse?
Just one mouse. Okay. And mice like die pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And they're not like they're not that like interactive. Like you take it out, it kind of wants to run away from you.
Right.
Sure. So we moved on to a rat. Apparently they're a little smarter. They live a little longer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 years. Okay. Then my rat got a tumor. Died.
Oh, no.
So sad. I know, but it's the circle of life. It's a yeah. little, you know, I was learning. I was learning young. Sure, yeah. Sure. So we moved on to, you can't move backwards. You got to always move forward and you got to progress. I was trying to progress towards a dog. They just thought that I was going to like not take care of it. It would have become their dog. Mm-hmm. So I showed them, you know, like I can like change my rat's food and water and all right. that. See, I deserve a dog. No, yeah. got to work a little slower than that.
Mm. We need something with a 3-year shelf life.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Because then, you know, okay. So we moved on to a canary. I got a canary. I don't remember what happened to the canary. I don't remember.
Got into a coal mine, probably.
Probably.
I was going to say the cat ate it.
Yeah.
But you didn't have a cat.
No, I didn't have a cat. We didn't have a cat. Yeah. So I was actually allergic to cats as a kid. So we couldn't get. Otherwise, that would have been sure. like the. Because they kind of self-sustain. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So no, that was not an option.
I was about to say, like, they're picking some very, like, outer tier pets.
Well, I think I was kind of like helping to pick also.
I love it.
Yeah. So I moved on to birds because I had a family friend who had birds. And okay. birds, when you start getting into like the parrots, like they're very smart.
Very smart.
So I thought like it might be a good option other than a dog because birds also, they connect to one person, which I really wanted. Like I wanted a pet that like connected to like just me mm-hmm. and bonded with me. So we started moving our way, but like I wasn't going to get, you know, like a parrot right away because they live like 100 years and they're yeah. as smart as a 5-year-old, some of them, yeah. like very smart. And that's actually like kind of almost more of a commitment than a dog because you got to put that parrot in your will. But we will get there because
yeah, the parrot may live longer than a spouse.
We'll get back to the parrot. Okay. So I started with the canary,
yeah.
and then I moved on to cockatiels, which I think they live like 25 years. Mm-hmm. And like sadly, my cockatiel flew away. That's not my dope story. It was mm-hmm. very, very sad. Me and my mom were like kind of in a fight about that for a while because okay. she was watching it. Okay. So now I have no animals and I'm researching and I'm kind of thinking I might want to get like one of these parrots that live 100 years. And I'm kind of like realizing that like I'm going to really have to like work this.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm in high school and it's a Saturday and I'm sitting in my room and I hear all of this commotion outside. So I go outside and all of my neighbors are standing in their backyards and on their decks and some even on the roof. And I'm like, what's going on? And they go, look, look, there's an African gray parrot, which is the smartest of the parrots.
Okay. you oh, know? My goodness.
And they're like the ones that you see on these like YouTube videos where they're putting like the pegs in the holes like better than a 5-year-old.
Where
there'll be a 5-year-old like, I can't get it. Sure,
the bird's sure. like, clink,
the,
clink,
yeah, yeah. And the birds, and they like dummy. Talk and all of that. Yeah. So there's an African really gray parrot.
Roasting this 5-year-old.
Yeah, the parrots are just being mean. And
sure, sure.
Messing up the 5-year-olds and doing it.
Right.
So I look up in the tree and there's an African gray and everyone's like yelling at it and like trying to get it to come down. And I'm like, this is God answering my prayers.
Mm.
I'm gonna about to get this African gray out this tree. But everyone wants the African gray out of the tree.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Dad, you gotta go climb the tree and get the African gray. So he goes and climbs the tree and the African gray starts flying. And it flies to my deck. To my deck. And I'm standing out on the deck and I walk over to it. And because I've had birds, I kind of know how to like relate to birds and I kind of know how people train them. And I know that when you put your hand out, you say step up and the bird will step up. That's how most people train their birds. So I put out my arm and I go step up and the bird just steps onto my arm and I turn around and walk into my house and close the door. So
you're mine now.
That's your bird.
And now I have a bird. No, I'm kidding.
His name is Channing Tatum.
Step up.
So yes, now I have this parrot. Oh yeah, I get it. That's good. That was good. It took me a second.
Thank you.
I was going to say Jenna Dewan, but
you know whose movie that is.
That is Channing's movie.
I'm shrugging right now.
Which one of them is
you? It's okay.
All right. All right.
It launched we one can of talk their about careers. This that's all yeah, I'm yeah. saying.
We'll talk about okay, it later. Okay. We'll get back into it.
Right. Right.
All right.
So you just called this
so
bird.
So I called this bird into my life. No. So I walk into my apartment and, my parents' apartment. I was in high school. I thought it was mine. And then I started making friends with this bird. Now, yes, we put out posters and we called like vets and we called pet shops because you don't want to like advertise too much that you have this bird because these African gray birds are worth like thousands of dollars.
Oh.
So if someone called, like, you can just like, someone could call and be like, yeah, it's my bird and then sell it for thousands of dollars. I see. So you don't want to do that.
So you're right? Like missing a bird.
Right.
Like you're being
right.
real, vague. Like right. vague about
vague.
It.
Not saying it's an African gray, just being like, did anybody like have a pet bird fly away?
Interesting.
And we didn't get anything back for like a while. And during this time that we didn't get anything back, I'm befriending this bird. Now, this bird bonded to me and only me.
Aww.
So it would be like weird. But birds can be kind of like dangerous. Like those beaks are strong. Like you could snap a finger if you want to or break skin. And it would. It would like kind of like go like
and also,
if it wasn't
you,
happy.
Could you tell how old?
No, you can't tell. Okay. And you can't tell the sex either of these birds. Yeah.
Okay.
Like the vets can, but they have to like feel for like specific like bones. It's weird.
Mm. Sure, sure.
Yeah. I might be wrong. If there's any bird experts listening,
angry emails.
They're going to be so mad. They're going to be like, African grays are not the smartest.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that what it's
called? We have a strong ornithologist poll.
Yeah.
Well, then I feel like I should tell a different story.
No, okay.
So, they're going to be so mad at me.
Actually,
they're as smart as a 6-year-old.
Right.
Okay.
They live to be 96
or bird experts.
Yeah, exactly.
I think so, right?
Okay. I thought they're experts on Orrin people named. Anyway.
Yep.
I was going to make an Orrin Hatch joke.
Okay.
The Senate Majority Leader. Whatever. go for it.
That joke belongs in a hatch.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. Okay.
So, I forgot where I was now.
You were bonding with the bird.
I'm bonding with the bird.
And only
I'm
you,
with
and
the
it's
bird
weird.
And only,
and it's dangerous.
And only me. Well, my mom is scared of the bird. Mm. My dad is scared of the bird, too, but he won't admit he's scared of anything.
Sure.
So, and, like, my friends are like, I'm not getting near that bird. But we had, like, a beautiful relationship. Like, when the phone would ring, I'd pick up the phone and put it to the bird's mouth, and the bird would say hello. So, it was, like, trained. Like, I knew this was somebody's bird.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right? Or, like, the coolest thing is that when I was playing piano at the time, and so when I would play piano, I would do my scales and I would like mess up and the bird knew piano and would do the scales with me, but the bird would never mess up.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It would like step on the keys?
No. Like it would like sing it.
Oh,
and it would sound like a piano.
No, it would come over and
it would
correct
come over
it.
And correct
it would be like
it would
ding,
just,
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Proper fingering.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Put the thumb under.
But like even some of these obscure scales, like right, like you go da 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 da. That's like a normal scale.
Sure,
but like then there are other scales that you could get into.
Some harmonic minor, whatever.
Yeah, and it knew all of them.
So the bird maybe had been around for a little bit.
Right. And like, but like genius musician bird.
Okay.
And like I would play like some classical stuff and it would kind of know that too. Like it would like sing along with it and it was weird. That was weird. I was like, this bird's smarter than a 5-year-old because how is it like it's just a musical genius bird. But the bird did not like math or like it might have been feeling my energy. That's why I was like, so like I would sit down to do math and stuff and the bird would come over and it literally at one point took the pencil out of my hand and snapped it in half. And that's actually why my mom was scared of it. Because she watched it do that, it, like got mad. It like came
You're
over.
Not learning math.
No, screw that. I don't know if I almost said the F word.
You can say the F word.
I can say the F word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
fuck,
now I probably.
Fuck math.
I might not. Yeah, the bird was like, fuck math. Oh,
okay.
I said the F word. And
whoa.
Wow. We got a flag
how you
this
said.
Episode. Jeez.
Did the bird
You're
going
to have to bleep me out.
Yeah, so did the bird come with like, was there like a name tag or anything like
nothing,
that?
Nothing. Just this bird. Just this bird.
Like tagged?
Hello, my name is Gerald.
No, I know what you mean.
No.
My name is
the bird.
Yeah, it said Eminem.
So we had a beautiful relationship.
Okay.
It got a little high maintenance. You know, because the bird, I'm the only one that it relates to. I got to take it out. I got to like play with it. Like, it's like, it felt like I had a 5-year-old, you know, and I really wasn't ready for that.
Almost as if you were learning the responsibility of having a pet.
Maybe. Okay, but let me tell you, like, as a side note, I have a dog right now. She's 13. I got her like as soon as I moved out of the house. So it's less responsibility than this bird was, this African gray. I mean, maybe in the beginning it was a little more, but now like we have this like symbiotic relationship where it's like super easy. And this bird was a lot of energy because it was demanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was also trying to like go to high school. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of work. So I wasn't that sad when we got a phone call that said, I think you guys have found my bird. My vet told me that, you know, to call this number. It's an African gray. And we were like, yes, it is. Okay. Okay. How will we know that it's your bird? And he says, when I come in, I'm going to say Smokey and the bird's going to do a dance. I got to be there for this.
Wow.
He comes. So this man comes over. He says Smokey and the bird does a dance. And we're like, okay, this is your bird.
How would you describe the dance? What kind of dance was
it? Lot of like head bobbing and like a like movement of the butt back and forth. Mm-hmm. With like the wings out a little bit.
Salsa.
What did he look like, this dude?
This well, listen, okay, listen. Sorry. I'm on it. Okay. So then, my parents kind of recognize this dude, and it turns out now you guys aren't gonna. I feel like it's only people over 50 who know Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
I know them.
You know Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Yeah. It was Emerson's bird. Emerson of Emerson,
Lake, and
Palmer.
That makes so much sense that the bird would be a musical genius about classical music specifically.
So
that's why they, yeah.
Yeah, so what happened was that Emerson's his last name.
Yes.
Yes. So he was leaving for like tour for something, right? Or some work related thing. And the bird was upset and started throwing his CDs all over the house because it's like a 5-year-old.
Specifically.
And yeah, no, his like CDs, just throwing CDs and like stomping around the house and squawking and then took off.
Wow.
Just like peaced out and then probably got lost. Because I was there, like the bird was happy to see him. He just got like lost. And then he was like, my new mom is not as cool as my old dad, I think, you know, because she has to go to high school.
Oh,
wow.
So he gave me $125, which was like, oh my God. So
Emerson can give you more.
That's all. But that bird was, I could have sold that bird for $3,000.
He's got that 70s prog rock money.
I know.
He
gave my parents like the full anthology of all Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. But really, he got like more fans out of it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, yeah. So he got his bird back.
Mm-hmm.
I got my life back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I got $125.
What a great story.
Win, win, win.
Yeah.
That's
a lot for
a high schooler.
I didn't need any money.
Right.
So $125 was great.
Do you remember what you spent it on?
I mean, probably something so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 100% something dumb.
Was that your last pet you had while you lived with your parents? Or did
it
you
was.
Like?
Ah,
interesting.
It was. And then as soon as I moved out, I got my dog.
So I guess like what was the ultimate lesson, the pet owner lesson that you took away from like your brief time with this bird?
I don't want an African gray.
Yeah.
You don't want
your pet to outlive you.
No, you have to put them in your will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also they only connect to like one person and then they'll like hate whoever's in your will to like take care of them. And then that person can't get rid of him because they're like, oh, I got to watch this bird because Amanda would want it and now she's dead.
Imagine the bird showing up to the will reading just like really
like a fur coat and sunglasses.
And then like here's what she gets or they get. Just like flipping over
a desk. They bring a little bird table. And
Yeah.
Dope. Well, I mean, that was an amazing story.
Thanks.
It's full of details that I can't wait to go off of. Do we have any other follow-up questions?
No, I feel good.
To do this?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's get into it.
I asked all my questions during the story.
Okay, here we go. Sitting in my cage, feeling all this rage, crapping on this page of the newspaper. Yeah, I'm waiting for my person. Yeah, if I knew more words, I'd be cursing. All right, it's so absurd. I'm really angry and I got no reason. I'm a bird. Yeah, oh, I'm squawking from my jaw. Yeah, African gray, not my car. Y'all, hey, where you going?
Where are these bags that you are showing? Yo, oh man, what is this budget? What the fuck, kid? What you doing with this luggage?
Okay, okay, I'm leaving for a second. Of this you can be sure. I'm going on an Emerson, Lake, and Palmer tour. Yes, you know it's not gonna be bad. All these moms and dads are gonna be real glad when they hear a prog classical fusion. There's gonna be some genre confusion. Yeah, they're gonna lose hope, man, when they hear our cover of Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copeland.
You ain't going nowhere. I'm needy. You know I'm angry. I'ma throw all your CDs. Yeah, and I am just gonna scratch. You ain't leaving anywhere because I am a catch. I am of a batch. Say it, I'm another. Oh man, you better love me more than your mother. Alright, because if you try to leave me in a cover, I'm gonna be out of here, motherfucker.
I'm full of that sin. I am the Santa Monica wind. Yeah, I go kinda slow and fast. I'm gonna open the window up, up, up. In your mind, I will corrupt.
All right. I will not be a boob. I'm gonna remember what I just saw on YouTube. All right, I got all these thoughts. They are sick. What was that one green parrot operating a lockpick? Oh yeah, I got this. Oh yeah, I know that this relationship is toxic, so I got to quit. I gotta fly, I gotta fly. So I'm reaching through these bars. This little lever I pry. And why did I never do this before? I have so much more of my life in store. Yeah, oh man, just here we go. Somehow the Santa Monica winds open this window.
Yeah, that's why I left the window open. Yeah, window kind of guy. Yeah, little parrot fly in the sky.
Hey, it's just some whimsical wind. Some whimsical wind. We just dealing with some motherfucking whimsical wind. We on that whimsical wind. We on that whimsical wind. Okay, okay, mom and dad, I know that your judgment is the best, but I've got a PowerPoint of why I should have a pet. I know that a dog will make you grouse, but what if we started from the bottom and we worked up to a mouse?
Alright, that's a scale that I feel is okay. So we are gonna go to a Petco today, and we will get you a animal, and I bet we'll start with one.
Oh shit, the mouse is now dead.
Oh well, I had the mouse short life. Sorry to just cause you strife.
I wanna chime in, I am your wife. Yeah, I'm cutting stuff with my knife, but maybe I don't know after that. Your mouse die gonna give you a rat. Yeah, but it won't get faster. Watch out, cause they are prone to that cancer.
Okay, okay. Yeah, the rat, that's the next step on the staircase. Yeah, this is my new damn pet playmate. Yeah, you know he's gonna be alive for a while. He is never gonna walk down the rat green mile. And oh my god, it's getting weaker. Oh my god, it's getting quiet beepers.
I'm the rat. You know what the best is? I want to eat this stuff. It is called asbestos.
No!
Nom, 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 nom. I love the cancer causing. It is yum, nom, nom, nom. Nom.
Here's the thing, getting you pets been a hurdle. Maybe we can just go and try a turtle. Is the turtle okay? Is that your wish? Maybe another aquatic option will get you a fish.
Okay, we got a fish. We put it in the tank. I feed the fish, and then the fish starts to stink. Because the odor of death is in the room. The fish tank is now a fishy tomb. So I've got a turtle. Yes, that is the best. I'm about to feed this turtle some fucking lettuce. Oh my god, oh me, oh my. I fed him some lettuce infected with E. coli. I keep just killing my pets. I keep on killing my pets until there's no pets left.
I'm feeling rigor mortis. This guy thought I was a turtle. I'm a tortoise. I'm
Oh, this is really scary. In the coal mine, the cat is the canary. I fused both the sayings that we talked about earlier. All these pets are dead, feeling like a murderer. All
right, I know that you have the sort of deal where you want to have some feels from a pet. A cockatiel maybe is an option. All right, I got you one. I know you have to go to high school, so I got some time. I'll just watch her. You go, do not worry. I've got some time. Please do not even just be in hurry. All right? Scurry, go and catch the bus, all right? I've got this, don't worry, just please trust. Oh shit, where did they... Mark? Mark, did you open the cage?
All these families, I am hurting. I'm the sinful windman, I open curtains.
Mark, who opened this window and who opened this...
No, you feel.
Did you open...
Come fly out, you little cockatiel. Come out. I'm drumming.
Oh, God.
I'm the wind. I'll summon.
No one's going to believe that the wind took our bird, Mark.
Yeah, just fly in the dark.
Okay, I'm here at high school. I am not even late. I'm in social studies debating Channing Tatum. Yeah, you know that this is what's up. I'm debating who's the center of the franchise. Step up now. Here's my point. And listen up clear. Channing Tatum is not the star. Do not fear.
What?
Okay? And before I am done, I will convince you that the star is Jenna Dewan.
Well, here is the thing. That does not get real far. I will even admit that she might be the star of Step Up. Yeah, in that movie, she was groovy. But the thing is, only one of them is closer to Clooney. Yes, Channing Tatum's career has gone longer. Yes, his lineup resume, it is much stronger. Okay, and you know that anything else is wrong, sir. Okay, so in this debate, you are a goner. Channing Tatum's bigger.
You're trying to rock me like you got topography. Are you trying to challenge me to a Jenna Dewan filmography contest? I think I'll say a movie right now and win the fucking contest.
Yeah, that's some progress. Yeah.
No, let him finish. Say one movie that she's in.
Don't fear. I know one. It is called The Wedding Year. It hasn't come out.
Oh, it hasn't come out. just being clear. All right. So in what year?
Yeah, The Wedding Year is coming out. I've made you just snore. I think that has another actor in it named Lacey Mosley.
Oh, yeah. She's good. Yeah, she's from Texas. Not the hood, but we digress. Yeah, I am Haitian. I'm a student. I have a point of information.
Go ahead, sir.
I know the word. I'm looking outside and I see all these birds.
Huh?
Do you see them? Do you see them? They're African. They're not European.
Not checking out all the trees. I see these birds. Them birds is the truth. They made me want to climb up on the surface of my roof. I see these birds. Got these birds saying, what in the heck? All these birds are making me climb on up on my deck. I see these birds. These birds light in the fire.
These
birds are making me want to climb higher and higher. I see these birds. Yeah, you know they're gonna give me the power. See these birds climbing on a water tower.
You know what that bird is? That is astounding. A bird like that you could sell for 1,000. Man, I want that bird. Yeah, I want to make that cash. Go ahead and climb that tree. What you can't, it causes rash. Aw, damn. All right. That is not your part. All right. I know. I'm just gonna ask Mr. Mark, will you get up in this tree right here so our daughter doesn't come home?
Yeah,
and have
I
much
have
tears?
No fear. My name is Mr. Mark.
Yeah,
I climb trees light and dark.
Yeah.
I'm out of that compartment. I work for the Santa Monica Department of Fire.
Don't touch me. All right, I'm a bird, I'm fussy. Yeah. Oh, do not even linger. Mr. Mark, you said, ha! There, I bit your finger.
Ouch! Ouch! Yeah. Ouch, ouch! You're a bad bird, you're little fucking grouch.
That's right, I'm this my first taste of freedom. Had a purse and then I realized I don't need him. All right, I'm out here.
I got a new plan. I feel destiny calling out with my hand. This bird's gonna sip from my metaphorical cup. Hey, listen, bird, why don't you just step up?
Oh.
What'd you say?
You heard what I say, there's no delay. I say it every day from April to May. Step up, motherfucker, that's what I say.
Oh, you wanted me to step up? Okay, all right, I am gonna step up. Okay, acting like it's my idea to step up because I'm really confident, you betcha. Okay, I'm gonna fly down from this tree right here and I'm gonna land on these two little fingers, all right? Then I'm gonna just give her tears and I know that with her and me, maybe I'll linger. Okay, this is all right. I think this is okay. I'm just gonna hang out like maybe for a few days. Oh man, like today. Oh man, she's the best, bro. And I walked in and she is playing piano. But
wait, right there.
Huh?
No, sorry. Just right. Here, I'ma come in like Pavarotti. I'ma
Oh my god, this bird is causing me pain. I've got an African bird that is somehow classically trained. Oh my god, I'm about to have some friends over. This bird is more talented than Beethoven. Yeah, this bird is the fucking bombs. Fuck Mozart and fuck Johann Brahms. This bird got me feeling good like a bath. Now we're done with music, moving on to math.
Fuck math! Yo, what is that? Oh, don't you even come around with that math. Oh, you don't even wanna test me, bruh. What you bringing out? What you showing me that algebra? I don't wanna go and do that crap. Yo, I got that pencil and I'll bite that snap. Yo, I'm the owner of this fucking trap. It's my rules now, you deal with that crap. I'm a real aggressive bird. Yeah. Oh, what you heard? Buff. I'll fly around and just shit turds. However, everything here that I do observe.
Okay, yeah, listen, honey, I'm the mom and dad. You can call me the hoster. Wow. You're having fun with this bird, but let's put up a poster. Wow. Okay, I know this bird that we have vetted. We're gonna go to pet stores and also talk to some vets.
Yeah, talk some vets. They'll get paid. Our descriptions, let's write it kind of vague.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, don't say gray. Yeah, vague is what I say. I don't want people to find my bird. Put minimal kinds of fucking verbs and verbs on this poster. Break this fucking coaster. I want to hang out and use my toaster and hang out with my new bird. Yeah, he is like freaking people. Him and I, we're just fucking equal. Yeah, but I need to go fast. Oh, gonna neglect you can go to class.
Okay, bye, no bye. Truth on this. You know that we're not even gonna be honest. Yeah, I know this bird is someone who you wanna play with. So when it comes to this poster, I'm saying Viva Las Vegas. I thought that was kinda good. Okay, let's put these posters up in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you're such a catch. But that joke you told, I'm gonna put it in the hatch.
You're right.
I'm putting up these posters. I'm supposed to. But secretly, if you ask me, I just want to be a pet owner. And here's the thing, let me see. It's cool to have a pet that lives a century, because I'll bet it will be older than me, and I will not kill it. Yes, I'll stop the damn spree. Finally, I will not kill a pet, because when it dies, I'll already have been in the ground. Man, that sounds so damn good. I'm around.
I'm walking around. I'm not hating. I'm an actor. My name is Channing Tatum. Oh no. What is the fact again? I see this poster. My parrot is African. Oh no. That's kind of whack. Oh no. My parrot's fucking black. That's not my bird.
gonna go find my other bird. Oh no, man.
Okay, my bird has lost a new bird. I will want. I'm walking around, I'm the actor Jenna Dewan. Yes, and even if I'm not making a killing, I'm spending all of my life doing other things that are very fulfilling. Oh, I'm looking at this poster here, and the language they're using is a little unclear, so I guess this ain't my bird. That is absurd, but to go shoot a movie called The Wedding Year.
And then as Jenna, she went to reroute round the corner, bumped into Channing, a meet cute.
Oh my goodness, you are handsome. Remember when we did that movie all about dancing?
Yeah, dancing. I'm so handsome. I'm charming, I am handsome.
That's true. You're charming, you could buy a home. Hey, Channing, how come you never threw your girl Jenna a bone? Yeah,
you used to be kind of married.
Is that true?
Yep.
Thanks for telling me about my life. You were my husband, and I used to be your wife. The shit is real and feeling really fucky. When I met you, I'm not feeling Logan Lucky.
Oh, no. I can't stand it. Gonna do this movie magic, Mike, and dance. I will go off. I love you, honey, but my clothes are freaking off.
Damn, I'm feeling drab. I can't argue with, like, 9 abs. Okay, we were ex-lovers. In the sequel, you can go ahead and say hi to Donald Glover.
All right. Okay.
Ring, ring, ring.
Here's the thing. I will just be calm. My daughter's got a parrot, and I am a cool mom.
Ring, ring.
All right. I'm just sitting here at home. Oh, I hear some ringing, so let me go and answer my phone. Hello.
Miss
Peyton.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I don't be hating. Man, I'm just trying to be relating.
Yeah. Sorry, you're Channing Tatum, and you're just calling me because you were hoping to relate some?
No, I'm not Channing Tatum. I'm another celebrity, Emerson.
Emerson, yes. From that band that everybody who listens would totally just understand. Could you give me more details about who you are? Emerson.
I'm a star.
Oh, that's enough. Yeah, great. Well, how can I help you?
I want to get your home address.
This is so strange.
Yeah.
Why? Is there something that I
lost my little guy.
Your little guy?
My little guy.
Wait a second. Can your little guy fly?
He can fly. And kind of prance. I'll test it out. I'll make him dancing.
So you want to come over and prove that he's your bird by making him just bust some moves?
Bust some moves.
Well, of course. I don't see how that would not hold up in court. Here's my address, the exact one, and I hope that you're coming over like about 1 is when we'll be done with all of our brunches. Oh, man, let's start on a late lunch, kid.
Okay.
I'm just hanging with this bird. It's taught me so much about life. It's taught me the word. I don't think anything will ever happen. I think me and this bird are the thing that is happening.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the sitch. In my view, you are my new bitch.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm a bird straight chilling. I am just a villain. I will teach you about killing.
Knock,
I will
knock.
What?
Knock, knock.
Huh?
It's not open for us. Go ahead and just lock, lock.
No lock, lock. That knock, knock kind of reminds me of some classic rock, rock. And I think you'll be behind me. Open the door.
Don't open the door. Knock, knock. Don't open the door. No.
I'll show you more.
Oh, God, I know exactly who that is.
Every high school girl knows. There's no harmer. You're one-third of the trio, Emerson, Lake, and fucking Palmer. But what are you doing at my house? Oh, my God, I'm in luck. I'm a teenage girl, totally starstruck.
Starstruck. You're in some luck.
You found my bird. Here's some bucks.
Wait. You've got to fucking prove it. Before this bird, I'm gonna move it.
Walking out from the room. Not quick, I'm not trying to zoom. No, I'm not trying to swoon. Cause I remember you left me in that room. Yeah, man, my heart is sore. I don't like how you just left me when you went out on a tour. Another time before. Yeah, man, it's become a pattern. You feel this distance from me as freaking Saturn.
Nah, man, don't be prancing over here. Why aren't you freaking dancing?
Okay, yeah. I don't mean to be joking. It's me, Palmer and Lake, reminding you the word is smoky.
I got no tact. For some reason, when I hear certain words, I just react. Oh man, I don't know all the words that he said, but for some reason, I'm dancing and just moving in my head.
Smoke it.
Watch me sing. Watch me go ahead and do this with my wings. Oh yeah, I am a king. Oh yeah, I am a bird. Oh man, I react to real weird ways to really weird words. This is a 90s dance breakdown. This is a 90s dance breakdown.
Now you're in the zone. You're my little bird, yeah, let's go home. Yeah. Didn't mean to be a freaking joke. See, I was playing guitar, not saying smoky.
Once I go and dance, I remember our romance. Alright, I'ma just hang on to your pants. Take me home, give you a second chance.
And so the family was reunited. The spark that was once not lit was now ignited. Yes, I think that everyone in the story has wind. This is just the whims of the Santa Monica wind.
Oh my god, it blew a dog right into my arms.
Because you're leaving, right? You're leaving home, so you're going to immediately get a dog?
Goodbye!
You're welcome.
That's terrifying. We should move.
Amanda, how accurate was that story?
That was 100% accurate.
Amanda,
and I would just like to note that I am involved in Channing Tatum's marriage.
Okay. Oh, what does this mean?
I mean, like, I think that's how probably.
Oh, this is what happened. Oh,
right,
yes,
like,
yes,
she saw my poster and turned the corner and saw Jenna and was like, this is, and so I didn't know that, but I'm happy to.
Neither did Jenna, apparently.
Yeah. And then they did step up.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys. Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. That was so much fun. What a great story. Anything you want to plug, Amanda?
Listen to M-Town.
Yeah.
Listen to M-Town and watch Trial and Error. It's on NBC.
Yeah.
On
the National Broadcasting Company.
Yeah. The National Broadcasting.
It's great. You can watch it on the plane. I watched it. I watched episodes from Uganda.
You can watch it anywhere. You can also watch it on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Hulu. Yeah. And NBC.com.
Have yourself a binge sesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trial and Error, M-Town. That was so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
We are Dubtown 3000. You can follow us on all the social medias at Dubtown 3000, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, like this podcast, wherever podcasts are available. Shout outs to Campfire Media. Listen to all their other podcasts. They're friggin' dope. We got Sean Fisher. We got Zora Deacon Gaga. I'm Greg Smith. And as we say at the end of every Dubtown 3000 podcast.
Tell us, Greg.
You gotta know who you're married to. You just do.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. It's real talk.
Prevents a lot of it future issues. You just lock that down.
Just lock down the facts about your life.
Yeah. And if you need the answer, just listen to the wind.
Truth.
Mm. Ooh. Hatch.
You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown.
We hope you come back soon.
Dubtown, 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 Dubtown.
Say goodbye to Dubtown.
Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown.
I'm Joel Spence.
And I'm Deborah Tarika.
And we're co-hosts of This Particular Album Is Very, Very Important to Me.
This is the podcast where we ask people we love to pick an album that is very, very important to them. And here they share their memories.
Great and not so great.
And emotional connections.
Great and also not so great.
And we all get to listen to it through their ears.
Join us for season one with guests like Ty Burrell, Nicole Byer, Betsy Sodaro, John Ross Bowie, and more. Available at Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.